Chapter 2. Early in the morning, it is possible to experience the subtlest hints that the world belongs to everyone. There's so little noise, but if you listen closely, you might hear the flap of bat wings or the rustling of leaves as a fox hustles into a small bush, maybe chasing a rabbit. The rising sun seems to bring all kinds of life back for another day. In the early days of summer, by 5 in the morning at the latest, the volume of birds and other creatures slowly reaches a crescendo of song and harmony that most humans miss. A symphony of croaking frogs and whistling birds, the chatter of squirrels, the quiet flutter of a raptor's wings as it descends on a mouse, a gentle wind blowing through a stand of reeds, creating a natural lullaby for the inhabitants of a marsh. All through the night and into these peaceful early morning hours, it seems like nature is hard at work, smoothing over the presence of humans. But slowly, mechanically, with the coming of dawn, the quiet and calm fade. It doesn't take long for the assault to hit a maximum decibel level. Middle-aged men wander behind mowers and blowers, hoping to preserve a small patch of green with their lawns before the twilight of winter sets in. Sprayers, flayers, cutters and trimmers all add to the chorus. The noxious gases flood the grass-level biomes and micro-paradises and turn them into deserts in which only the worst kind of grass would barely exist. A train blasts through as a backdrop to the neighborhood's cacophony. Maybe a plane rips through the air above. Then a car starts. Many cars start. A sea of machines driven by humans flood the streets for another day of activity. It seems like most humans fear solitude and the quiet lull of the early morning. It seems like they make noise and keep busy because they are still afraid of the nature. It's like they want to appear bigger, sound louder, or just be more ominous than they really are. Each time, the relentless onslaught continues for another day, and the non-human creatures of the earth hide to protect themselves.